Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, it is time for our check-in. I'm wondering if Annie was dancing to that song like we were.
I love that song. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. It's the check-in in partnership with our friends from the Bay Club, our main friend over there, the Queen. Annie Appel, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
We've been talking a lot about like what we're looking forward to being reopened, getting back to normal. What are you looking forward to most as we slowly see these restrictions easing?
Oh, absolutely gathering with friends. I so miss that. And I'm mentally prepared to do it outdoors. It can be small groups, but I really miss my people. I think, and I know so many others feel that way. I also, as a mom, cannot wait to have my kids go back to school. I love them. I love them, but they need to go to school.
Yes, we
Ditto.
Must teach our children.
My hand is up, too. I'm with you.
Yeah. That's a thing. You know, one of the things that we were talking about this morning, Annie, is that towns that have like a little restaurant row, and I don't know that all towns are talking about this, but there are a few that are saying, we're going to close that block. And restaurants can move their tables out into the street. Isn't that, don't you think that sounds so fun? I would love to meet with my friends at a, you know, and sit 6 feet apart and be able to have restaurant food.
Absolutely. And I know that people are, you know, creatively doing this, you know, kind of gathering in the empty parking lots and sitting on tailgates and saying hi and having food. So, I mean, it would be great if we could do it and also support the small businesses that need us there.
Right. There was also, Vinny mentioned a story about this, like a COVID surcharge that is getting snuck onto some people's receipts at restaurants. And I wondered if you had thoughts on that at all. Say you know, you got your two takeout pizzas or whatever it is, and then you saw that there was a couple buck charge on there. Are you mad because they didn't disclose it, or are you like, no, that's fine, they had to do more work to keep everything clean?
Yeah, I think at this point I'm not mad about much. You know, I think everybody's really trying to survive. And,
right.
And so, you know, I feel like that if that's what they need to do in the interim, I'm there to try and support that, you know. Creativity, you know, and ways to keep people employed. Man, do I want people back at work. And if that helps hire more, you know, I really would advocate for that. And I hope that we get more people back to work. I know that the counties are working hard trying to get doors open, but it's a slow, challenging process. I saw on a county call yesterday, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to get doors open. So for those that are, I applaud them. And if there's little charges, you know, it's all part of what we're living through.
Let me ask you a question, and maybe the answer may be we don't know, but I'm curious, as you do run the Bay Clubs and you have been able to bring golf back, and I believe tennis came back this week as well, and
correct.
I imagine you've got people frothing to take advantage of anything you guys open up. Have you looked at, do you have any idea how summer's going to look for the Bay Clubs? And I ask because my daughter and I have had some of the best times of our lives at the Bay Club pool in Los Gatos. Like, that is one of our favorite places. We go there and we spend anywhere from an hour to five swimming. She loves it, and it's absolutely the thing that I know this coming summer she wants to do. How are you guys? What are you? Where
yeah,
are you?
Any
with
plans?
That?
I think summer looks different, which is sad, right? But it's the truth. And so, you know, lap swimming right now is not approved. We're working hard to just to get lap swimming approved. You know, I'm not sure when we're going to be able to have it be something other than lap swimming. We've been talking about ideas of kind of like creating pods in the pool for families and being able to say, okay, this is your space in the pool, and use lane lines in a creative way to, you know, be able to give everybody kind of their spot. But, fingers crossed it happens this summer. I'm not sure. You know, we've also created pods on the pool decks, right? So you've got your group of four chairs, and then 10 feet away or 15 feet away, there's another group of four chairs so that people can come and be there. But I think that truly is a couple weeks away as we work with our counties to get open. We're talking with them. We've showed them our plans, but we're not quite there yet.
And your restaurants, I imagine, are part of that as well, as we also eat at the Bay
food.
Club often.
Right. Yeah.
So
now the food piece will be different. It'll probably look a little bit more like what you're seeing, you know, when we resume at restaurants now, kind of more of a to-go style, you know, only the outdoor spaces open until we get to a place where we can comfortably allow people back inside.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, for all the improvements we were making, the kids are still missing out on their graduations. I mean, obviously, so much has been affected. You couldn't even get into the whole list. But right around this time is when people would be making the big walk, graduating from high school or college. Are you seeing some creative ways that people are honoring graduates?
Absolutely. My oldest would have been graduating from eighth grade this year. So not high school or college, but still his first big one. We've come up with, we're having all my family secretly make him a video that'll be a surprise for the day that he would have graduated. And we've had all these lays made so we can get him the day of, you know, get him in the gown, put the lays on. We're going to do a little social distancing court kind of celebration where he can say hi and people are going to get dressed up. I know there's some really fun video ways, and also some celebs are doing really cool let's all graduate together. I know LeBron James is doing one. I think Oprah is doing one. So
yeah,
there's a lot of fun ideas out there, and I think it's important to celebrate in any way we can so it doesn't just get glossed over.
Well, you can join the conversation at RadioAlice.com or BayClubs.com. Always great to talk to you. Happy Friday, Annie from the Bay Club.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Annie.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. That's an app. You get the Radio.com app, and then you can listen to our show anywhere you go, right there on your phone. You bring us with you all the time, every day.
Hi, here we are.
Especially if you've got one of those cool unlimited data plans, man.
Yeah,
you should just
stream away.
I mean, Alice is here all day and night. All
Don't ever
day,
turn it off.
All
just
night.
Turn it down if you have to.
Just for you.
Never off, please.
Right. Here's what's happening. So I'll begin with some of the things that we're looking at going forward. You mentioned Memorial Day weekend is around the corner. I hadn't even thought about that. But AAA expects record low road travel for this upcoming Memorial Day. And I'm kind of surprised by that, because I would think that people would at least, I don't know, go camp. Go for just a long drive in general.
Yeah, or you know, see someone who's a couple hours away who you haven't seen in 3 months. You know, I actually would agree with you, but yeah, I guess not, huh?
Well, it's typically one of the biggest travel days of the year, and sort of an unofficial kickoff to summer. But AAA is saying that this looks to be like let me get the headline: a record low travel is expected for Memorial Day due to the coronavirus. So while some people are coming out of their houses, maybe a long road trip isn't in the works. While that may be the case right here for Memorial Day, people's summer plans are now getting canceled and changed and and that may end up being a road trip. So
yes,
here in this first sort of upcoming unofficial kickoff to summer, they're saying the roads won't be anywhere near what we're used to. I think the other side of that is a lot of summer travel will end up being camping or road trips or
if the parks are open. Me and John talked about this too, like, you know, because we just had to cancel massive family reunion plans in August. And I'm like, well, instead we rent an RV and he goes, you're not going to be, what are you talking about? Where are we going to go? Are you just going to park in parking lots? Like all the parks are closed. So I guess we'll just have to wait to see what's open, right?
Right.
I mean, it's going to be one of those last minute, you know, you've got your summer vacation set and or the dates anyway. And you figure so maybe you pitch a tent in the backyard, Vin.
Well,
how'd that
our
go
tents,
anyway?
It's up. It's there. Oh. They've been, I mean, they play in it, you know. I mean,
sure.
It's but as usual, though, the thing that they wanted, like, oh, my God, build that. That'd be great. Is the thing that doesn't. Why don't you guys go play in the tent? Nah. Oh, great. Super.
Right. This
so
box is fun. Right.
Right.
Also, you are fun. Do that dance again, Dad.
Right. Yeah, there's that. The old, wow, we don't want to go out there alone. You won't be alone. It'll be you two.
Yeah. Bye.
What do you mean? Don't want to go out
Man,
there alone.
The olden days. My mom used to push us out the front door and close it behind us. And that was
throw
it.
A pack of cigarettes and a lighter at you
yeah,
on the
well,
way.
Well, I mean, someone's got to burn the woods down, you know.
Yeah, it has changed quite a bit. Well, I told you, it's funny because when my brother said, I have to build my office in the garage because my kid is breaking my heart daily. She comes up and wants to play, and I have to keep telling her no. And there's that, too. Like, my dad had no problem saying, get out of here.
Right. We're nicer to our kids
these
days.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing. We'll find out, though.
Well,
a little nicer. Just don't want to get in a fight. I just don't, you know, I just don't want conflict. Oh, yeah, okay.
And while we are seeing the travel plans for the upcoming summer change, we're also seeing how people are dealing with their stress and anxiety of the lockdown. Exercising is the number one. And there's no doubt that people who didn't even normally have time to exercise have found themselves taking walks.
Yep.
And I see families out, the whole group, walking together, and you know that's a positive for sure.
It is, you know. I mean, if nothing else, we are getting some family bonding time, those of us trapped with our families.
Right. We are watching way more TV than ever before to deal with our stress and anxiety. That's way up. Sleeping. I know that you've mentioned it a couple times. I've tried and I haven't been able to sort of power nap in the little window I got.
Yeah.
So unfortunately for me, I find myself going, oh, I could take 20. And then I just can't bring it down enough.
No.
And then the window's closed.
Yeah. Falling asleep is a process. You know, sometimes I'm just so tired. But, you know, I'm also not dealing with kids. So I might mistakenly lie down on the couch and be in just a little bit too comfy a position and wake up 3 hours later.
Right.
But then I screw up my schedule for the whole week. It's best not to nap.
It's on the list, though, of very normal ways people are dealing with things. Just turn it off. Just lay down and turn it off.
Right.
Meditating is on a list, which I'm surprised by, because meditating's hard. Meditating takes effort, and for those of you who think you can just take that up, you'll find out that mind control's hard.
Controlling your own mind, the hardest of all.
Right. Drinking more alcohol is another way we're dealing with stress. Playing games, calling and texting with friends and family. Prescription meds are on the list. And I bet you a lot of people have taken on, and I say Prozac because it's the only one I can think of, but whatever kind of coping medicines that are
out
there.
Mood elevators, anxiety,
depressors. Are way up.
Yeah, no, and also, hey, you got any of those opioids left? Don't do it, people. You know,
CBDs are also on the list.
Yeah.
Along with boning, which I don't know.
Did you mention food?
Because
it seems like all I do is eat now. Someone's always cooking something or, you know, because we got all day, some elaborate meal. And frankly, I just
please stop feeding me. I can't stop myself. Someone help me.
I don't have food on the list, but you're right. Food is absolutely the thing that people
are. All I do is snack and eat every time I walk through the kitchen. Hey, what's in here? Oh, same stuff as last time? Well, I'll have a little more of that. I've eaten 3 pieces of bacon this morning because it's in there.
Already?
Yes. Yeah. Being, oh. You know, we made BLTs last night. There were like 6 pieces left. I'm like, I'll be working my way through.
Over. Good for
I'll
you.
I'll be working my way through that this morning. So good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You guys sent a lot of stuff, which I'm really enjoying. Here it is. Perfect. 707 wrote, "Hey, Vinny, I heard your little story on the podcast from Tuesday about a husband and wife who decided to have their own book club to have something to talk about instead of COVID-19. I decided to do that with my son, who has to read The Great Gatsby for English class, but has very little motivation to do so. He's 17 and not loving distance learning. I have the paper book and have it in my iBook, so I suggested that we read it at the same time and discuss it as we go. And much to my delight, he and I are doing just that. Happy Friday. Love you guys."
That is awesome. That's great.
That is exactly why I did that story, hoping that someone would find a way to put that into use at their house. So,
and
that's
awesome. This time is probably, it's so unique in so many ways. And the fact that this mother has the time to do this homework assignment with the kid, it encourages, I mean, it's great. It's on so many levels. That is a story that works. It's great.
Here's one. 510 says, "The majority of camp areas are closed and only allow county residents only for day use, so no overnight. So camping for us for Memorial Day weekend is canceled."
Yeah, it sucks.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.